The World This Week. Politics.
After Germany's general election, the Social Democrats, or SPD, emerged as the largest party, overtaking the Christian Democrats and their Bavarian allies, who currently lead the ruling Grand Coalition. But forming a new government will probably take many weeks, as it will almost certainly involve a three-party coalition. Olaf Scholz, the SPD's candidate for Chancellor, is the most probable successor to Angela Merkel at the head of a traffic light coalition, including the Greens and the pro-business Free Democrats, though this is by no means guaranteed. Armin Laschet, who led the Christian Democrats to their worst ever defeat, is facing pressure to resign, but insists he still has a chance to construct his own coalition. Iceland fell short of having Europe's first parliament, where women hold most of the seats, following a recount after its election. Women took almost 48% of the seats. The left-right coalition increased its governing majority. An independent investigation claimed that 83 aid workers sexually abused girls and women while responding to an outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Staff from the World Health Organization are among the accused. Fighting between jihadist groups in Nigeria left dozens dead. Islamic State West Africa province is gaining the upper hand over Boko Haram, which has spent a decade kidnapping schoolgirls and strapping bombs to children. The latest fight was over which group gets to tax fishermen. Jihadists from a previously unknown group claimed that they had killed six intelligence officers in Sudan. The country's transition to democracy is looking fragile, 2 years after the overthrow of Omar al-Bashir, a bloody dictator who ruled for 30 years. Tunisia's president, Kais Saied, suspended parts of the constitution and said he would rule by decree. This comes after a power grab in July when he suspended parliament and seized emergency powers. A judge in Mexico refused to issue arrest warrants for 31 scientists whom the country's attorney general wants to prosecute for mishandling funds. The lack of evidence for the charges and the fact that the law was not in force at the time of the alleged crime has led to accusations that the government of Andrés Manuel López Obrador is trying to politicize public life.